The Boston Globe says it hopes to see an improvement in the delivery of its newspapers by next week. After almost 2 weeks of many missed newspaper deliveries, the Globe is bringing back the delivery company that it tried to replace. Starting next week, the new company brought on by the Globe, ACI, will be responsible for only half of the delivery operation. Remaining deliveries are being put back into the hands of a company called PCF. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch looks at why the Globe made the change in the first place.
The past week and a half is not the first time that Denise Watson has called the Boston Globe to complain about delivery service.
My biggest problem with the last company was I wanted the newspaper on the porch. Sometimes it would be in the bushes, sometimes it would be in the grass, sometimes it would be on the stairs.
Watson lives in Dorchester. She pays $700 a year to get the Globe. She didn't want to have to hunt for it.
Just wanted to stick my arm out of my front door and grab the paper and go back in. I didn't want to have to go outside and get it. Lazy, possibly, but that's the reason.
Usually, complaining 2 or 3 days in a row would get the newspaper to land on her porch, at least for a while. But there was another problem. The paper would often come late after she left for work. Watson sees all this differently now, having gone 10 days without her copy.
So I guess in the big picture of this epic failure of delivery now, those really weren't problems. I guess I shouldn't have complained about it.
But they were problems for the Boston Globe, costly ones. The newspaper's CEO, Mike Sheehan, says complaints about service were draining the company's income stream.
We were experiencing, for our cancellations, 50% were caused by people who were dissatisfied with home delivery.
That's a big deal. The Globe gets a huge portion of its revenue from selling subscriptions of the hard copy and selling the ads that go in it. Keeping a customer, reducing churn in business speak, is a lot easier than getting a new subscriber. Sheehan says that was a big reason for bringing in the new delivery company called ACI.
If you can reduce churn, that brings in more revenue. And if you can find a supplier who'll do it for less money, you save money. And ACI was willing to do it for a little less money. And so it was twofer.
The twofer ended up being more like a nofer. The Boston Globe reports 2,000 subscriptions have been canceled since the problems began. That's 30% higher than usual.
Companies tend to underestimate the importance of operations and focus too much on the cost.
That's Zeynep Tone. She teaches operations at MIT Sloan School of Management.
I mean, you look at the Boston Globe and it seems like all the delivery people have to do is to collate the papers and put them into bags and then deliver them to the homes. But doing anything well requires a great operating system and great workers that are motivated and set up for success.
Tone hopes that if anything comes of this, it will be greater appreciation for the people who deliver the papers, as well as for businesses that do delivery well. One person who has a new appreciation for good delivery is Denise Watson, the Globe subscriber in Dorchester. She hopes the disruption ends soon.
Let's just see. I wrote a letter to the Globe, to the editor about it, but since I haven't gotten a paper, I don't know if it got in there or not.
Starting Monday, the old distributor, a company called PCF, will be back delivering in her Grove Hall neighborhood. At this point, she'll be happy if her newspaper lands in the bushes in late afternoon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.